Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think of a field hospital, you usually think of some war-torn, troubled region, some far-off region. You never think Central Park, New York City, do you?
No, you do not. But that's exactly what's going on, not only there, but other places too. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, joining us in Central Park is Tim Mosher, who's a nursing team lead with Samaritan's Purse that helps set up this whole operation. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Kevin.
So what's the situation right now in Central Park? And how long has it been since you set up this field hospital?
We've been here just over a week, and we're starting to hit our stride now. Having to set up a fully integrated field hospital is quite an undertaking logistically. But we got to the point where yesterday we started discharging several patients. And so we got the wind at our back a little bit finally.
Now, in New York City, do you have a partner that you're working with? How did you get called or asked to or invited to New York City?
Well, I'm standing here outside looking right at Mount Sinai Hospital, and they're the major partner who's provided the request and the opportunity for us to serve kind of under their wing. And we're collaborating with them on everything from services to medical direction.
And Tim, you've been with the organization for the past 10 years, and I understand you've traveled all over the world, but have you ever dealt with anything close to this in any other country?
Well, a number of us have done Ebola, which is similar as a deadly infectious disease. They're different in that this disease is so contagious that it takes a similar level of vigilance and with concern. So we've been exposed to this kind of a thing before.
Now, your organization, Samaritan's Purse, brings in doctors, nurses, all the support staff, ministers, everything?
Yeah, we're essentially a self unit from water supply. Have our own electricians, our own biomedical field. We have administration. We can do our own laundry if we have to. We have communications. I think we have about 85 to 95 people here on staff.
And as the nursing team lead, I would imagine when you got the call up to undertake such a massive buildup in Central Park of all places, what kind of support are you getting from New Yorkers?
New York City, State of New York, and all the agencies associated have just been phenomenal in parting the water, so to speak, to allow us to work through the different regulations and barriers that are normal in such a big city like this, to allow us to set up, do the things we need to do, the legalities, and it's been amazing how they've opened up to us, and it really makes it easy for us to reciprocate by doing our very best to be what we need to be for this city.
And you have a 14-tent complex, 68 beds. At one point, I read that there was 8 ambulances waiting to bring patients in, correct?
Yes. When we agree to take certain number of patients, we don't really know how they're going to come in because it's such a chaotic environment for the city. We're trying to offload the patients mostly from the emergency departments, which are full to overflowing, and relieve a little bit of pressure on them.
We're talking to Tim Mosher, who is with Samaritan's Purse and nursing team lead in Central Park in New York. I'm curious, Tim, as far as you've heard the amount of bodies stacking up in New York City, and we've seen video back here in other parts of the country, it's, you know, jaw-dropping. And there was some talk of even burying people in Central Park. Have you heard anything about this?
I had heard that in probably the same news reports, but we don't have any firsthand information about that. Our focus is on serving the people right in front of us and trying to give them the highest quality care, give them hope and love in Jesus Christ, who is the reason we're here, and also respecting the very difficult situation these local medical folks have. We talk to them on the phone, and they're under enormous stress, and it breaks our heart trying to fill a little bit of a hole here.
And how can people listening help support your cause? I mean, you have hospitals in New York City right now and in Italy as well. You also have been to Iraq and various other war-torn regions as well. How can people support your organization?
Of course, people can support us financially by going on SamaritansPurse.org and donating if they want. We also have the opportunity for medical people to join us if they have the requisite qualifications, and we've had hundreds of people asked to do that. And I would also encourage people to support whatever agency they may be affiliated with. Maybe your local hospital is inundated. You know, offer food, offer to care for nurses' children, however that might look within the confines of this quarantine. There's so many medical people that need your support right now. So everyone has an opportunity. It's just not about our agency.
Well, we certainly owe you and your team and all the medical and healthcare people an unbelievable debt of gratitude, which we hope to be able to do in a more appropriate way down the road. But I know it's all hands on deck and in the moment right now, Tim.
Yeah, and we appreciate what you do to help keep hope alive. That's what people need right now. We've got several weeks, if not a few months, to get through the crest of this thing, and it's a favored pit. So this is time for people. It seems like there's no light in the tunnel. But it is a disaster, and we will come out on the other side of it, changed and different. But we're going to be here as long as we need to be in the city.
Tim Mosher, nursing team lead, Samaritan's Purse, Central Park, New York. Thank you, Tim. God bless.
All right. I appreciate it.